You are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
The God Identity Podcast. We are a faith-based platform where we influence creatives to live authentically in pursuit of their purpose. So if you're passionate about impacting lives, monetizing your gifts and talents, and you desire to grow a relationship with God, then tune in to our podcast. We are so glad to have you a part of our community. Welcome back to the God Identity Podcast. I am your host, Arnesia, and on today's episode, I have a special guest with me. Her name is Ambi Stevens. Say hey, Ambi, to everybody.
Hi, so excited to be here. Thank you so much, Arnesia, for having me.
Yes, I'm glad to have you here. Listen, you can already hear in her voice the excitement, the joy, and I just wanted to bring her on today because I realized that, you know, she already has like an amazing empowerment platform, nonprofit. And I love how she is just impacting the community. I think I've seen a post like about a month or so ago about her. She's basically starting a program to help other women to start their nonprofit. But most of all, like, her story is what moves me and just keeps her in mind. Back in Clearwater, we met. Actually, we went to high school together, right? I think we went to high school together. It's been so long, so please forgive me if I forget anything.
Nope, that was perfect.
Yeah, so I remember meeting her in high school, and then she, you know, I just remember her telling her story briefly, which she'll explain here too. But I did go to one of her empowerment events, and I remember us doing the vision boards, and, you know, there are other women there. That another girl had like a t-shirt business. So I know that she's big on impacting the community, and she was like, you know, she has a lot of things to share with us today. But just to give you a little bit more about Ambi, she is the founder and executive director of Empowerment, a women's community center committed to helping women rise through support services, support groups, and empowerment workshops. Stevens is passionate about the mission of empowerment. Wanting to be empowered and around like-minded women is reason enough. Steven hopes to build a relationship with women that will serve as raw, long-lasting relationships with transparency and resilience at the core. So that's to give you a little bit about Ambi, but I'm going to allow her.
Man, I need to have you do my speeches more often. That was a great intro. Whoa.
Yes, she's going to tell a little bit more about her story. Yeah, like, I do want to know, like, first off, you have two bachelor's degree in community leadership and paralegal studies. So you also hold a master's of nonprofit management from UCF, University of Central Florida. So, and you've recently obtained your fundraising certificate from UCF. So it's so many things that you've been involved in. It's like, you know, the flourishing effect of success in the nonprofit industry. So I want to know what inspired you to begin empowerment.
Absolutely. That was so well said. As I, you know, not surprised, you're amazing. As you may recall, my father died by suicide 4 years ago. I'm trying to work on that instead of saying died by suicide. I usually say committed suicide, but I'm really trying to work on that because my dad suffered. And so anyway, he lost his life. And when that happened, I recognized there was a need, right? I needed love, community, support. I needed a safe place. And so I said to myself, if I need this safe place, how many other women also need this safe place? So we launched this Facebook group. The Facebook group grew from having 0 to 700 members within like 7 months. And I was like, all right, God, I got you. You called, right? So what else do I need to do? So, you know, as you mentioned, we would meet every month in different places, like coffee shops and parks and restaurants. And we would have these like very important topics that I felt like were real life change that could help people long term. And after doing that for a while, I completely changed. I was going to school for my law degree. And I said, you know, like, I think I have a different purpose, Lord. So here I am. We launched a community center last year in September. And well, now we help women with support services, support groups, empowerment workshops. You know, it's a full-fledged, all-inclusive women's center that is really committed to helping women rise through those programs.
Okay, awesome. Yes, and I remember seeing something about you starting in 2020 during a worldwide pandemic. You know, you managed to open a community center and to just help women in Tampa Bay. So, like, what was that experience like?
It was very unique. Honestly, and I'm going to be very raw here and candid because I, you know, you're my girl. I just think it's important to be honest. It was hard as heck. Still very hard. Friendship losses, financial difficulties, you know, spiritual awakenings, mental health, and just so many things that I didn't realize were going to connect directly to this until now. So, but it's been very well worth it, in my opinion.
Yes, like even just, you know, as you're building up, you said loss of friendships, relationships.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And still, you know, to say that's, and I'll just be honest here, it's, you know, it's still hurtful. You have people who are in the same, you know, the same walk as you, but then sometimes, unfortunately, they can't go with you and you want them to go so bad, but sometimes they were in your life for a season or a reason and it may not be, you know, what you thought long-term. So that's always hard and was hard for me going through it. Still is very hard. I probably can hear it in my voice. The shakiness. I'm saying to myself now, have these really hard conversations and say things even if your voice shakes.
Yeah. That's one thing that's important, especially for women, especially like we need each other. And unfortunately, not everybody can go with us where we're going, but to have someone there, at least be there, because that's what I feel like empowerment circles or groups are about, is helping lift one person up from the next, you know, helping them to the next place or helping them where they are currently. So I would like to know too, like, what did the community center consist of?
It's so amazing. I can't wait for you to come see it. We have a co-working space. We have a hygiene pantry. There is a room for women to have like empowerment workshops. So we have our weekly workshops that we have every single week. That is painting and healing, financial wellness, and a single mom support group for the mamas. And then we have empowerment workshops where we bring in women to come in and speak about several different topics from, you know, let's see, divorce all the way to grief. This week we're talking about, we have like a really cool book club. It is literally just, you know, topics that are spoken about that aren't your normal topics, right? Like they're very serious topics that people don't want to talk about on a day to day. Whatever you don't want to talk about, we're probably talking about at empowerment.
Yeah.
Oh, if it makes you uncomfortable, we're doing it.
No, that's a good way to push people to get out of their comfort zone, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's working, right? Like that's the cool part about it, is that it's working.
Yes, I can hear it also too, like how you are just, you know, the means and the necessary things that we need as women, like someone to support emotionally, but also be someone to help get you to that place like of empowerment. Can you explain to me, what do you feel empowerment means?
Yeah. Oh, I love this question. Empowerment to me means to be comfortable in your best self, right? But to also be uncomfortable in your best self. So to me, when I say be uncomfortable, it's like when you're growing and when you have opportunities that are going to be presented to you, it's going to be so uncomfortable. And so that, and it's empowering to be living in that. It's empowering to be uncomfortable. It's empowering to, you know, kind of be growing and not really know where the heck you're going through the growth. And so that's me as empowerment. Sometimes when people talk about empowerment, they always say like, oh, like, do you guys have like stickers and like protesting everywhere? Like rah, rah. And I'm like, no, quite the opposite. We're actually vulnerable and sometimes kind of sad and sometimes lonely. But we get up the next day and we live through our purpose. And that is what empowerment means to me and the people who I surround myself with in and for empowerment.
Amazing. How often do y'all meet?
So, well, I mean, to be honest, I have gotten a new role. My role went from being involved every single day to now I'm doing interviews and talking to people about how to help raise funds. But my team meets with their work. They're open every day from 10 to 7:30. And they have the workshops every day from Monday, Tuesday. Wait, we have it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And then we have the empowerment workshops once a month still. But there are several different other things that happen. We have a support services. So if you're a woman who needs that one-on-one support, whether it be like financial assistance, resume writing, you can come in the center to get that type of help. We have a hygiene pantry that's open every single day. So we're pretty much open all day, every day for anyone who needs assistance or just empowerment.
Wow, that is good. You're located in Clearwater or Pinellas County, Florida?
Yes, ma'am. We are located in Clearwater near Ulmerton, near like St. Pete and the like half mark area of Clearwater.
Is there a name for the location that you have?
Yep. It's called Empowerment Community Center. And you'll see it. It's so cute. It's like pink and it spits ambi all over it. There's like pinkness everywhere. There's a couch. But it's really awesome. It's just really impactful. And it's really cool for me to be able to like live through my purpose to this like labor of love that I didn't create, but I help with other, you know, other women help create this. It's really cool.
Yes, it's amazing how like, you know, you have that passion to serve. Cause I remember also looking on your profile and seeing that, you know, you said you want to help with intention and you're proud to give back to the community with labor and love. So I was also wondering like, why do you think starting a nonprofit would be a great idea for anyone, maybe a single mother?
Yes. You are speaking my language. I get so happy. Okay. My opinion is that everyone has a purpose, right? Like what I went through with my father, even like leading up to his death, was very difficult. And had I not given back to my community or not been okay with my purpose, I would not be able to have this impact. Last year, we served 715 people. Like that's because I was living to my purpose and it makes me happy. But it's like, we all have this purpose. We all have something in us. And I believe that it's our job as humans to give back, like create impact through your purpose. And to me, that's what nonprofits are for, right? Like I don't work every day to make a crap ton of money. I work every day because I want to live through my purpose and create impact. And to be able to change your mindset to say, okay, the monies don't matter, right? Like, it's not about being a paper chaser, but a purpose chaser. That's what matters. That's what we are here to live for. That's how we bring our world back to health. So that's what I'm doing. I think that's how people can help other people through their nonprofits.
Right.
I go on my monologue about it. Like, that's my jam. I'm like, make impact through your purpose. This is what you're here for. You did not, you know, like, you're not alive to make a crap. I mean, and maybe you are alive to make all this money, but like, how are you giving back, right? Like, how are you helping people?
I love it. You're speaking my language as well, because I feel like that's what it is about, living in your God identity, getting to the core of your passion and finding your purpose so that you can make an impact on lives, whether you're near or far. I was also wondering, do you ever perceive empowerment being worldwide?
Absolutely. We are in the process of creating a program it's an ambassador program, where we are actually going to be inviting different women to lead empowerment chapters around Florida, around different states. We're going to be asking Arnesia to help us in Atlanta, and then eventually actually in different different countries. So that is in the process. And the goal is to kind of have these different chapters around the world where we can also have the leads be like featured and to kind of pour into them as well. So it's in the works. It's our next year goal.
Oh, amazing. I was going to say, like, I can definitely see it somewhere like, you know, in the first thing that comes to mind is Honduras, but I'm seeing things internationally because it's more than just a movement locally. And if you want to impact lives, it's like, impacting lives is worldwide to me. That's how I see it. So
absolutely. Yeah. I get so happy just like thinking about that. And just like, of course it's been great locally, but to be able to, cause I mean, there's women everywhere, right? Like we are everywhere. So how do we, you know, how do we create that impact worldwide? It's exciting.
Right. I want to hone into the women's side of it, because I do believe that as women, we have a certain like emotional side to us. And sometimes we need to feed that emotion just so that we can like get confirmation or get inspiration again. So I want to hone into that direction as well. Like, you know, as someone who is just, you're a leader, but you're also someone who has purpose and impact. And we heard a little bit about your story. I want to know, like, you know, for Ambi, if Ambi needed someone right now, how could I know it's like a deep question.
You're getting deep, okay.
if Ambi needed someone right now, what would you say? What would you say to the Ambi inside of you?
Oh man. Ooh. Ooh. Dang. I would say to do what makes you happy, to, you know, remember that you've, how far you've come and how much work you have to do, but also to be okay with how far you've come, right? And to be proud of yourself. I would also remind her, like, Ambi, I'm so proud of you, right? Like, you've come so far, you've accomplished so much, and you're doing it no matter how hard it is. So I would say that. I would try to, like, remember, you know, I think as women, we keep trying, imposter syndrome is real. And we keep trying to, like, keep going and doing, you know, the next best thing. Like, here I am with 2 bachelor's degrees, a master's degree. I'm getting a PhD and I am tired, right? Like, I'm so tired, but I keep going, right? And so, like, why do I keep going? Is it for me or because I feel like I'm not enough? But I think that, you know, being able to say that and just be able to acknowledge that I am proud of myself and the things that I'm accomplishing. That was a very hard question. Thank you for making me choke up this morning. Appreciate you.
It came to mind because I'm in the zone and I feel as though there is that woman out there with all these degrees and she's successful, but little does she know the things that the success that she really has obtained, because imposter syndrome is real. Like, I don't even notice it sometimes in me. I can see it in others, but it's like with me, people have told me, like, girl, you're doing good. I'm like, no, it's not enough. Like, no, I'm not doing enough. And sometimes we beat ourselves up because we have so many things, accolades and success, but we're still focused on the bigger vision. People don't know that. We sometimes need to encourage the woman on the inside of us. And I think that especially as leaders, someone who wants to make an impact in lives, we have the ability to empower others. But someone needs to empower us. And what I've learned and been what I've been practicing lately is more self-care, looking at myself in the mirror. You know, it's the difference between like praying and meditating. But when you really look in yourself in the mirror and start talking to yourself, it's like something that happens. And we need to do that on a daily basis.
So true.
Do you have any like self-care practices that you do right now?
No, you're calling me out on my stuff today. No, I am terrible at self-care. I'll be very honest. I'm very bad at it. Very, very bad. Tell me some tips.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. I'll share some tips. Just to like give you like very briefly, I would say for self-care, I would say take out some time, like especially a day during the week, if possible, take out some time, at least one day to recoup. I do this on a Saturday and I usually just say, you know what? I do a lot. What I'm going to do is take it easy today. I'm going to read as long as I want to read. I'm going to soak my feet in some water or I'm going to go in nature. I try to do as minimal as like forced intention task as possible, because throughout the week I'm like going. I don't get to bed sometimes till 2 o'clock in the morning and then got to wake up at 9. So it's like, I try to balance that out by having a day to myself during the week. And then also too, in the mornings are the best time to get some quiet time in, at least for an hour. So although you may have a lot of things on your plate, like for me as an entrepreneur, I'm always working, right? But if I don't take out that time, at least an hour in the morning to just pray, meditate for just a second and just get into a place where, like, I do this thing called spam. I get into my closet and I pull out my mirror. It's like this big mirror. Have it behind my door. I have my affirmations on my door, behind my door. And I talk to myself, hey girl, how you doing? I look at myself and like directly in the eyes. And if I see weariness and sadness, I encourage myself. If I see joy, I laugh and just talk about the week and what we were going to do for the day. And then I go into prayer and talk to God. I affirm, I use my affirmations, and then I go into meditation. That's just getting silent, sitting in silence, letting thoughts and just, you know, imagining a better life and where I want to be and where God's taking me. I take out time to do that because that's going to refuel me. And then I feel empowered to go throughout the day. Like, okay, girl, let's get this day started. And then, you know, just keep reminding yourself that you're doing a good job. Think of things that are going to help you just stay involved and included. And doing that has helped me to recognize my emotions throughout the day. So it's almost like taking care of a child. That's why I say, you know, how can Ambie encourage herself? Because it's like, you know, there's a child in you that needs that encouragement and empowerment when nobody else is around, you know? I hope that was enough.
Wow, I love that. It's so, I needed this more than you know. I love that. Mm-hmm. I love the self-care tips and just, because it is hard, right? It's like you give all day long. And there's, you know, you don't really have receiving, at least for me. I'm a really bad receiver. I mean, people can give me $100. I'm like, no, I don't need it, even though I probably do need it. So I have a really hard time receiving. And so it's, you know, it's really good to hear how you can kind of receive for yourself as well and taking care of you.
Yeah.
I just said to myself last week, like, Ambie, I'm proud of you. And I guess I hadn't said that in a long time to myself. And I just like bursted out in tears and I'm like, oh man, I should start saying this more often.
Yes. And I'm glad you actually mentioned that. And I think this was supposed to go in this direction because it's going to help other leaders know that they're not alone, you know? Yeah. I believe that whoever is listening to this is going to feel that same way as like, wow, I feel like I can relate to her because we are the ones that actually, you know, we need the encouragement the most. I was talking to a friend the other day and he was saying that everybody sees the image of what you put on. They expect this perfect. They see everything perfectly. But when you have an inner circle or somebody there to see what's on the inside of you and encourage that side of you, it's like, okay, somebody's listening.
I think that leaders too, we'd be like, and I'll speak for myself, I feel like I have to constantly have like a you know, this like shield up, right? Like this like armor that's like, I got this, I can handle anything, like I am this boss. But it's like in reality you're also very sad and vulnerable, and you need your, you know, you have your days. And I think it's important for as a leader to admit that. And my team will tell you, like, I'm a very raw and like unique leader. I definitely don't pretend. Like, if I'm having a bad day, I will say, hey, I'm having a really bad day. Like, today might not be a good day to ask for a raise, right? Like, it may not be a day to ask me for extra money. I don't know what's going to happen out of my mouth, but like that I'm learning, right? So like, I feel like that has helped. At least I feel that has helped our success, is just being honest and vulnerable and being okay with not knowing everything.
Right.
Exactly.
And it's good you admit that. One last thing I wanted to ask. So I do remember also reading on your page is that you're attending UCF to obtain your PhD in sociology, which you hope to educate women on starting a nonprofit while maintaining work-life imbalance. So like, what are some steps, like if you could tell us briefly, what are some steps that women can take to start their nonprofit?
Yes, I have a business called Impact Through Purpose. That's like a for-profit business. That's a great opportunity, of course, to be a part of that. But I think the first step is to kind of figure out what your, I know it's hard to like, what is my purpose? But I would say, like, look at the things that you've gone through. Look at the things that have shaped you, that have helped you build character. And think about those things and how you can create impact through those things, right? Like, maybe it's a loss. Maybe it's a gain. Maybe it was a job loss. Maybe it was a, you know, what has really helped you build character? And, figure out what makes you happy, what's your passion look like, and we can help you build a nonprofit through that. It also means maybe you can volunteer at a nonprofit for now to kind of see what you think. You know, there's so many different avenues for it. And then I would probably say to let's talk about it. Let's talk about how we can, you know, build that into a organization or maybe a foundation or a project for you and go from there. But I think the first step is to, you know, people say, like, oh, I want to do a nonprofit. I'm like, well, what do you want to do with a nonprofit? And they're like, well, I don't really know. And I'm like, all right, well, I can help you there. You got to start from the foundation, right? Like, how do you want to bring the world back to health? Then we can go from there.
Perfect. I agree. I totally agree. It's taking that inward search and finding out what is it that you're really passionate to do, because that's going to carry through. It's going to carry through.
Yep. And I will say, I'll say this last thing is that being like working your purpose is the best feeling you could ever have. There, it's better than anything I've ever thought of in my entire life, better than any feeling I've ever had. I don't know what having kids feels like, but this must feel like it, because it's you birth something that you are literally, it's your baby, it's you. So being able to like work every day doing that, no matter the hard days, the good days, it's worth it, in my opinion.
It is. Oh my gosh. Yes. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. So you guys, you've heard from Ambi, and she is actually on social media where you can find her. She has a website as well. I'll give you the website first. Her website is Empowerment. That's empowerment.org. And there you can find out more about Ambi. You can learn more about the organization, programs that they have as well, events and workshops as well. She has a gala, right? Is it once a year?
Yep. It's January 8th. There's still opportunity to sponsor or be an attendee for those of you who are interested. It's in St. Pete.
Okay. St. Pete, Florida. Awesome. Awesome. And you can also follow her on and Facebook and Instagram. Their Facebook is Empowerment. That's Empowerment. And then also Instagram, you can follow Ambi personally at Ambi-Stevens. The links will also be in the show notes as well. And you can also follow the Empowerment. It's underscore Empowerment, EMPOWERHERMENT. So those are ways that you can actually connect with Ambi. Is there any last words of encouragement or anything that you would like to leave with us?
Sure. Create impact through your purpose. You know, don't give up. It's okay if you need to take a pause, you know, but just keep going. And if you're ever in or around or want to chat, I'm always available. So just call me, text me, Instagram me. We'll figure it out. But always excited to chat with anybody who wants to connect. Thank you so much, Arnesia. I so appreciate you in this conversation. And now I'm going to be looking at my self-care this week.
Yes, implement some self-care, girl. All right, awesome, awesome. I'm glad you're able to connect with us, and we will definitely hear more from you again. So again, you guys, check her out. And also, if this message has impacted you in any way, you can leave a comment on the show notes on our website, which is connected to this podcast. So thank you so much, guys, for listening, and you'll hear more again from the God Identity Podcast. Have a great day.